Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Charlene Holder, Planning Officer at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 31, 1983, the Barbados Advocate published an article entitled Barbados Makes 2.6 Million Oil Profit. The Barbados government had purchased the assets of the foreign-owned Mobil Exploration of Barbados Incorporated and was now operating through its successor, the Barbados National Oil Company, BNOC, since last July. As the Minister of Energy and Natural Resources, Senator Clyde Griffith, commented on the company's audited financial statements for the period ending March 31, 1983, he stated that these results vindicated the government's decision to nationalize the operation. Several details were shared about the company's performance since government took over. BNOC had made the profit after $14.5 million in sales of crude oil from Woodbourne to the Mobil refinery. In the first 6 months of 1983, the government had achieved more than a 60% increase in oil production compared with Mobil's output from the same oil field for the comparative period of January to June 1982. A new high had been recorded for the previous month, June, with 1,100 barrels of oil per day produced. Capacity had increased from 700 barrels per day in August 1982 to over 1,000 barrels per day by October 1982, with May 1983 having seen the second highest production level at 1,046 barrels per day. Natural gas had also shown a significant increase across the comparative periods, with 155.3 million during January to June 1982 and 285.6 million during January to June 1983. Increased domestic production was helping to reduce the country's dependence on imported oil. Barbados's oil import bill declined from 92.5 million in 1981 to 75.6 million in 1982, a more than 16% reduction. Further decreases were expected as production expanded. The minister predicted that if these trends continued, 1983 would become the highest oil-producing year in Barbados' history, an accomplishment for which all Barbadians should be proud. He noted that these successes were accomplished with assistance from the Canadian government through Petro-Canada, which provided technical assistance, including the installation of new heater treaters at Woodbourne to enhance production capabilities. In his opinion, most importantly, was the training of Barbadians in oil field operations and management with the aim of having them trained so that in the long term, a Barbadian with the requisite competence could continue the good work by leading the industry.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.